And there's a lot of reaction on Twitter after the historian David Starkey has just given an interview to the BBC Newsnight programme, in which some people have interpreted that he is blaming black culture for the riots. Have a listen to what he said.
I've just been rereading Enoch Powell, The Rivers of Blood speech. His prophecy was absolutely right in one sense. The Tiber didn't foam with blood, but flames lambent wrapped round Tottenham and wrapped round Clapham. But it wasn't intercommunal violence. This is where he was completely wrong. What's happened is that a substantial section of the chavs that you wrote about have become black. The whites have become black, a particular sort of violent, destructive, nihilistic gangster culture has become the fashion. And black and white, boy and girl, operate in this language together. This language, which is wholly false, which is this Jamaican patois that's been intruded in England. And this is why so many of us have this sense of literally a foreign country.
You can react to that right now, 0500 909 693. David Starkey, good evening.
Good evening.
Do you think this was predominantly black people rioting?
I said precisely the opposite, didn't I?
Well, I don't know.
Would you try? You just broadcast the extract, inviting people to listen to it. Would you like to listen to it? I said it wasn't about race on race. I said a very large group of white people have become black. It's about culture. A particular nihilistic, destructive, dreadful culture that not only leads to the violence that glorifies violence, but also stops particularly the boys, but quite a lot of the girls as well, benefiting from anything that will get them out of it. In other words, the scandalous educational unachievement of black boys. Now, the evidence for this is absolutely overwhelming. I mean, Catherine Birbal-Singh wrote an extraordinary piece in the Telegraph on exactly this point. And until we start calling these things by their proper names, blacks are not being held back by prejudice. They're being held back by what they will do and what they won't do. This to be understood. The solution for the black community and the would-be blacks, the white blacks as I call them, is within themselves. Government handouts won't make a difference. Social security won't make a difference. These estates we're talking about have had vast amounts of money thrown at them under the last government. The school system has been basically rebuilt. They've got to change themselves. Liberation comes from within. Freedom comes from within. It's an appetite for education, which is why, the Chinese community that suffered just as much prejudice, why the Indian Hindu community that suffered just as much prejudice, why the Jews that suffered absolute prejudice when they came over, why they so well. They believe in self-betterment and education.
What do you mean by a would-be black, David?
Well, white boys, or a particular type of white boy, will talk in black patois. He will dress black. He will walk black. He will talk black.
What's
he will
that?
Listen. Well, because he will talk black gangster.
Well,
and there's a huge amount wrong with that. Gangsters are vile, aren't they?
There's a difference.
Wait, aren't they? Aren't they?
Aren't they what, David?
Aren't gangsters vile? Can we just look at the case that started all this off, the shooting, the shocking shooting of the young black? And why was that boy stopped? He was stopped by a unit that is there to address the problem of black on black gun crime. 80% of gun crime in London is black on black.
But David, obviously,
and that's gang culture.
But David,